If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, February 3rd. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what's now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food. We tell them where to go. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant. How are you?
Good morning. Right after they built Fort Dearborn, I'm sure they built a restaurant just outside it for the soldiers to eat it.
Yeah. Take advantage of the people over there. Well, I know you're bundled up and ready to serve and protect and also to investigate restaurants. And I'm so glad that you... checked out Vito and Nick's. I haven't been there in a long time, so please tell me it hasn't changed and it's still great.
It has not changed. It's still great. And I just want to... Sometimes I get criticisms because, like, I look for places to review that I've never been, and people give me recommendations, and sometimes... Mm-hmm. And they say they're famous places that I've just never been. So this week we're leaning into it. We got two places that are really famous on the south side, but people on the north side don't even know about them. So this is kind of like, hey, yeah. There's other parts of the city. You know, you can check out great restaurants. And Vito and Nick's at 8433 South Pulaski is one of those places. My day off got canceled, so I was working the south side last week, and I got to go to Vito and Nick's for fantastic pizza.
Yeah, it's that great thin pizza, isn't it?
It's the, you know what? This is funny, too. Whenever we order pizza, either in when I'm in 16 or at home or something, I always have to tell them, please, make it extra thin and crispy. And Vito and Nick's is like the perfect pizza for me, anyway. If you like it thin and crispy, it comes that way naturally. Their recipe is great. The closest thing, although I think it's a little better, I have to say, so my north side brethren are going to be a little... The closest thing on the north side that I found is probably Pequod's, but Vito and Nick's is a little better than Pequod's.
Pequod's, yes, a lot of people like that crust. I'm a fan of Marie's Pizza and Liquors on Lawrence Avenue. They have a good thin pizza, too. And by the way, we should point out, when you say 16, you sound like a Chicago cop. You mean the 16th District on the northwest side, right?
Right, yeah, that's where I work, the 16th District. So this past week, when my day off got canceled, I was working the 8th District, and which is where Vito and Nick's. Mm-hmm. I had the 8th district, the 22nd district, the 4th, and the 5th.
So, I'm glad you had time to stop for some pizza.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a nice snowy night, so thank you for being quiet and letting me eat a nice dinner.
And what else is on the menu over there?
So they have like, let me just describe the inside first for those of you who've never been there. It's a bar. It looks like a bar. When you're driving past it, it's like a bar. When I went in it on a busy Saturday night the last time, nobody was sitting at the bar. Everybody was sitting at tables waiting for pizza. And it was like the bar is empty. It was so strange to see. But everybody was sitting waiting for pizza. And they have a full... they have a full menu, and so when you walk in, there's like a really nice bar area. There's a bunch of tables, and then the kitchen is open. You can see it, and obviously it's set up so that people can walk in and take their to-go orders, and they were very nice. I mean, everybody that walks in there, they were saying, everybody was walking out saying hello, everybody walking in there saying hello.
Yeah, I imagine lots of regulars over there.
Well, yeah, it's like a neighborhood bar that serves really good food. Mm-hmm. And so they have like full appetizers. You know, I got some poppers when I was there. I really like those. and they have cheesy garlic bread. So they don't serve slices. So if you want to go have a sort of a cheese pizza, but you don't want to order a full one, their cheesy garlic bread is like getting a cheese pizza with, you know, thick crust. But but their pizza is what they're famous for. And then they also have pasta and sandwiches. They're one of their great sandwiches, the VNN steak sandwich, which is it's a steak sandwich on garlic bread with tomatoes and onions, which is really good.
Hard to not order pizza there, but that does sound good.
Yeah. It's a great place to go with friends. There was plenty of parking when I was there. You know, Pulaski down in that area is really big. So, and it's like 1970. They got the neon Vito and Nick's, and yeah, it was really interesting. Their story is pretty good too. They came here. I'm sorry. The guy who started it, I knew his name, and I'm looking for it now.
Is there actually a Vito and a Nick?
Yeah, there was. It was.
And I hope they never remodel, by the way.
No, but they're looking for people to franchise it. They can't.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that idea.
Well, I was thinking, you know, if they want, when I move to Tennessee, maybe I could do that.
That's right. That's your retirement plan, isn't it?
Right, yeah. So, one thing I couldn't find out. So, the guy's name was Vito Baracco, who founded it in 1932. And there's a Baracco's on the South Side, too. I could not find out if they were the same family, but I was wondering, because there's a bunch of restaurants. But, yeah, Vito and Nick were opened it in 1932, and it's been there for 84 years, so...
What a Chicago treasure. Well, now that you mention it, believe me, our listeners will provide the history. They'll fill in the blanks. Vito and Nick's, 8433 South Pulaski in Chicago. I got to get back in there. It's been too long. Continuing with the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. By the way, when you do move to Tennessee, I hope you will be FedExing some of your evidence, like what you brought in today, these colorful donuts to us, because we can talk on the phone, but you know we need the evidence here to check out what you've tested.
Oh yeah, well this place, I knew a place like this existed, and I never really knew where it was until somebody directed me to D&D's place at 8324 South Kedzie. And the reason why I knew this place existed was we have talked about old fashioned donuts over the years, and Mr. Bullock there, who's in his mid-80s and been there for 50 years, has taught a lot of people how to make donuts. In addition to just being great donuts, he always seemed like a good teacher. And D&D's place is run by people who were taught how to make donuts by Mr. Bullock at Old Fashioned, and they are fantastic donuts. And when you go to there, it's a multicolored sort of it looks like they took an old Dunkin' Donuts and brightened it up. And
yeah, it's the most colorful box of donuts I've ever seen.
Yeah, so their donuts are fantastic. And this is also a famous place. They've won several awards over the years. They've been on a couple of Chicago's Best, I think. And in addition to the donuts, and before I get to the donuts, let me talk about, they have these apple fritters, the huge apple fritters. Anybody who's who's had these things, are it's not one person can't finish the whole thing. Well, I probably could, but one
normal
person
yeah.
can't finish the whole thing. And we got it with pecans on it. The pecans, I mean, just the pecans alone. Occasionally, my wife will do this where she takes pecans and maple syrup and caramel and cooks them in the oven and stuff. And it's like, imagine that. They put that much effort just into the pecans to put on the apple fritters, which are also real apples, cake, and glaze that they make. It was really phenomenal. And
well, like you said,
they
know how to do it, being trained by the owner of Old Fashioned Donuts, which is they're the king of the South Side donuts, aren't
right.
they?
Right, yeah. Yeah, and long time king too. So, and they're at 112th. So this they're at 112th in Michigan, I think. So it's that's really far to go. This is at 8324 South Kedzie. So it's not as far south, and they're really and not only that. All right, now they do things a little bit better, I think, with the donuts. The original glazed are fantastic, and they're just as good as old fashioned, but they also add. They're fruit donuts, and I sent you some, are like with real fruit on them. The peach cobbler, and they have a banana pudding donut that was just incredible. But I have to say, my favorite, and we brought it up a couple of times in restaurants, not enough people around Chicago make caramel cake, and these guys took a caramel cake and made it into a donut. So it's like,
yeah, well, science is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, and believe me, if you've gone to Dunkin' Donuts and had their caramel donut, that's not what I'm talking about. These people, it tastes like a caramel cake in a donut. It's not the factory caramel. It's real made caramel. It was great.
Well, between that and the apple fritters, I don't even know if I'll get to the donuts, but I'd like to try D&D's place, 8324 South Kedzie in Chicago. And as you mentioned to me, that's next to the location of what was actually Chicago's first airfield, right?
Right, yeah. It was, it's in Auburn, and it's the first airfield was the Ashburn Flying Club, which was in 1911. And Midway Airport basically took over all their traffic. But it's amazing. When you start looking at the history of some of these neighborhoods, what was there, and you can still, when you drive right down Kedzie there, you can see the open field, and that was part of the airfield. It's still open now. It's like got cell towers in it or something, but it's interesting to see some of these neighborhoods. Even like the name Auburn was because that it comes from where Chicago dumped all the ashes after the Chicago fire. That's why
that right?
Called
I didn't
Auburn.
Know that. You know, we get the food and we get the history from you, Lieutenant. I appreciate that. And in a minute here, we'll get some restaurant news from you. We'll get the news on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I saved a little time today because I know we wanted to talk about these restaurant surcharges this week. And what's your take on this? Because I was looking at a big story, and I think in New York, they don't have these anymore, but we still do here in Chicago.
Right. The surcharges started when the pandemic was at its worst. It was to kind of make up and help the restaurant workers. And when I read the story in the Sun-Times, it annoyed me for a couple of different reasons. First of all, I mean, one of the excuses they use now is not so much COVID, but inflation. If inflation is a problem, raise the prices. You know, instead of saying, we're not going to raise the price, we're just going to charge you extra money, doesn't make sense. And for me, one of the things that annoyed me is I don't see how the money is getting to the workers. You know, I would much rather tip an extra 3%. Like my wife has made me increase the amount of money I tip because of that very reason. So, we can do it that way. And also, what really annoyed me was when you start reading into the story and what I've noticed going to small restaurants, because I go to small, family-owned places, they're not charging the surcharge. The surcharge is being charged by the big, expensive restaurants.
The chains?
Yeah, the high-end restaurants.
Well, that doesn't seem right. According to the city's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Office, restaurants can keep surcharges or service fees in place as long as two rules are followed. One, the price increase must be disclosed prior to purchase, and two, businesses cannot claim that the surcharge is a tax. But I'm sure we'll hear from restaurant people now about where that money's really going.
Right, and you know what I have to say in a lot of these restaurants, and I just wanted to be fair about it. If you complain about it, they'll take it off a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but some of them will. So, but again, it's my biggest thing is the small restaurants, the ones that are working on a very slim margin, are not charging surcharges, and the big expensive ones are, which kind of annoyed me.
We'll get some feedback on this, I'm sure, and we'll report on that at this time next week, Lieutenant. And anything else quickly you want to mention before we leave?
Yeah, Demera, my favorite Ethiopian restaurant, is going to open up a little pop-up in Time Out Chicago, which made me think of the fact that, wintertime, I'm getting in kind of a rut of eating fried food and stuff. If anybody's got any suggestions of interesting different foods, like Ethiopian or Indian or something like that, please send it to bcopsguide@gmail.com.
And Demera, that'll be in the Fulton Market Food Hall, open Monday.
Right.
How about that?
Oh, did I say timeout? Yeah, Fulton Market Food Hall.
That's
and
it.
If you ever want to try some Ethiopian food at Demera, it's fantastic.
You're so eclectic, Lieutenant. Another reason we love you. We'll talk next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.